Today we're joined by Nick Steiner, founder and CEO of the Mini Farm Project. It's a great charity turning backyard-sized farms into real solutions for food insecurity in and across Queensland. This year, Nick's putting on something a little different, an after-hours network event that built around espresso martinis. What have espresso martinis and the Mini Farm Project got in common? Let's dive in and find out. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, for people that don't know anything about the Mini Farm Project, what's the mission in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, there's 1.2 million Australian children skipping meals every year, and we have 74,000 Australians turned away by food charities because there's not enough food. So what I thought is, let's actually create a network of farms in urban and peri-urban centres to grow a range of foods and give that away for free every week to make meals to feed these Aussies in need.
Now, look, you started this in your own backyard, Nick. Mm-hmm. What was the moment that tipped you from having a garden into founding a charity?
Look, I think it was probably a midlife crisis, really, I think. I was working in hospitality. I wanted to do something different. And I was watching this amazing show called Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall's River Cottage.
Yes.
Yeah, the UK version. It was a cooking show and he had a small holding. I was like, oh, instantaneous relaxation, because I was hospitality at the time. It was high pressure. And I thought, I want to do what this guy does. And then he started talking about land sharing. I was like, oh my, let's actually create a network of farms to grow food for people in need and see what we can do as a charity. So then I thought, okay, great. Then we moved into Burpengary, had a lovely green grass backyard, and then ripped that all out after we built it and put a farm in it to test the whole system, had Caboolture Community Action as our charity, and the process started, and then we had farms in Brisbane and, it went on from there.
What year was that, Nick?
That was back 2014. I pulled my backyard apart, and 2015 we registered the charity, and then we started having smaller farms in Brisbane to showcase that we can grow food anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then COVID killed all of those because mm-hmm. they were all volunteer run. So we pivoted to the larger farms where we employed farmers. So we had Samford at Millen Farm. We were there for 4 years. And then we replicated that site at Logan Lee State High School. So we had the kids involved as well, which is great.
Fabulous. Now, how bad is food insecurity in our region right now? And can you put some numbers on that for us?
It is bad and it's getting worse every day.
Wow.
It's out of control. So 3.5 million households are affected. We're hearing stories of people who have kids. The kids are eating dinner and the parents will have any scraps left over. Whole families may skip meals. People who are in full-time employment can't make their mortgage or rent payments because everything's gone up, so they're going to charities. And it's no longer the stigma of the dirty homeless people sort of thing that we had in the 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. That now only has 7%. It's 70% of people going to charities for the first time are full-time employed, you and me and people listening, who no longer can make the ends meet because they have a family, they pay their mortgage, or they buy food.
Wow.
So it's incredible. And the issue also is because of the fuel shock, the cost of living shock, prices are going up. And also there's a lot of food not coming to the food bank charities. Like, you know, Food Bank, OzHarvest, they're calling for food. They're going, there's no food. Where is it? So there's a shortfall. So wow. We hope to fill that gap.
Fill that gap.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you've got some land at Logan, you've got 10 acres down there. What are the plans for this one?
So this will be a youth training farm. So we're going to have disengaged young people learning to horticulture. They'll be on the farm. That whole area, that precinct, they deal with disengaged young people. So that's going to be our new model. We've got a couple of spots here in Moreton Bay picked out as well. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get the funding, we'll populate those with farms as well and bring in the kids to learn. So when we build farms, it's not food for people in need. It's let's actually get the kids involved. Let's get aged care centres out there. Let's actually do workshops. Let's build community. Let's do some multicultural gardening. Let's bring value to what we're doing for the whole community as opposed to one segment.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, talk us through what actually happens once you've harvested the food. How does it get from the farm to the family's table, Nick?
So we have the charities come and pick it up. So we had in Sanford, we had Meals on Wheels, and we had Caboolture Community Action, Redcliffe Breakfast Club. So we delivered to those because they were far away. In Logan, we had Oz Harvest used to come every week. So the kids would give the boxes. And there was a small charity in Marsden that used to come and pick up as well. So we would harvest it. It gets washed, gets put in the fridge. The charity comes and picks it up that day. Mm. So it's fresh as.
Good.
And that evening it goes out into meals.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well done, you. Now, how about this After Dark event and how did it come to be?
So because donations are very difficult for all charities because everyone is struggling, we thought let's pivot to products. So if you already buy coffee, if you already buy espresso martinis or coffee liqueur, if you buy candles or bags, you can actually now buy that from us.
Okay.
And every product creates 10 meals. And so what we've done is, okay, so people don't know what the taste of our coffee is or our coffee liqueur. Let's have events.
Okay.
So because of my role with the chamber and with BNI and in the business community, I thought, let's actually create a series of networking events with espresso martinis.
Yep.
And we bring a panel in and we provide a value proposition so people learn. And then we showcase what we're doing as a charity. So instead of asking for donations, because we've stopped asking for donations, we go, hey, come to our event. $5 goes to fund our farms, but you know, you get to see our products and then you can talk about it. And the more people that talk about our products, the more people that buy, the more farms we can fund.
So it's that beautiful ripple effect, isn't it?
It is,
and
yeah.
And the whole circle.
It is, yeah.
But Nick, why espresso martini specifically rather than just a cocktail night or a trivia night?
Our focus groups have shown that espresso martinis are the in thing at the moment. So we thought, well, let's just go with the tide.
Why not?
Our focus groups are like, hey, espresso martinis, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're into it. So I was like, okay, the smart play is let's do a coffee liqueur.
Yeah.
That's straight into an espresso martini. Because we've got a vodka as well.
Okay.
But we haven't released that. We're going to do the espresso martini coffee liqueur first.
Okay.
And the partnership is we talk about philanthropic partnerships now.
Yep.
So with our coffee, with our distiller. So they sell it because we don't have a license.
No.
I can just go, hey, everyone, go over there and buy it.
Yep.
And we're getting some venues coming on board and hopefully some retail will come on board. So, and we've got it online as well. So that's an exciting move forward.
Now, Nick, you've built this around a live panel of local business men and women rather than just a straight cocktail party. What made you want to center the night on that conversation?
Look, I think it's important to actually provide value for people to go somewhere. Time's important now. And after COVID, a lot of people aren't coming to events. They're really struggling. So if we want people to come out and hear about us, it's not the guy in the green shirt talking about some crazy farms and selling his wares. It's let's actually talk about business. Let's get some people out there who's experienced. Let's get a proper MC. Let's get the small business commissioner out there. So it's a live Q&A. So people learn. People network and it's a deliberate networking event. So that's their value proposition. Then they get to sample our products and they get to see what we do.
Sort of like a win-win.
It's a win-win, yeah. And we're not doing the big push, oh, you must donate, give me money, rah, rah, rah. It's just like, hey, this is what we do. And if it tickles you, tell people about it.
Okay. Now, you've locked in the 19th of August at the Redcliffe Tea House. You've only got about 75 tickets, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Why keep it so intimate rather than letting it go bigger?
Look, I love the big events, but I think you lose the intimacy and the opportunity to make real connections and ask real questions of a panel.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through the night, Nick.
So people will arrive. So it's after dark at the treehouse. People arrive. We'll be at 5:30, 6 o'clock the formalities start. We'll have our espresso martinis. We'll have networking available. Then we'll go straight into the panel upstairs where Joe, the president of the Pine Rivers Chamber, will be the MC. And then we'll be doing some questions and then some live questions and then back downstairs again for just to see what products we have. So we got our candles and our coffee will be there and people can buy a bottle of our coffee liqueur. Mm-hmm. And we've got a feature where a lady that we've partnered with does candles, so they're natural scents, so she'll be talking about that. And we've just partnered with somebody else who does she's just set up her own fashion design company, and she makes bags and clothes, so she's making bags for us as well, so people get to see that too.
Okay. So who's going to be on the panel on the night, Lum?
So Robin Baker, the boring writer,
yeah,
if we know her. We've got Lisa Chesterfield, who will be who is actually our distiller. So she's a very smart businesswoman, and she actually put in 6 different spirits to the London Spirits Awards, and she got gold and silver for all of them. So our Dark Acre is actually a gold award-winning London spirit.
Wow.
So it's amazing. And we've also got, obviously, Nicole Kelly, who is our Queensland Small Business Commissioner. She's a feature.
Yep.
And then we've got Kai Heck, who is the owner of Redcliffe Treehouse.
A fairly impressive lineup there, Nick. Now, let's talk about the espresso martini itself. Tell us about that.
So Dark Acre is based on a cold press coffee, which we sell through Coffee Commune.
Mm-hmm.
We use their coffee to make the cold press. That goes into a vodka mix. So the vodka is actually made first, and then they distill it and actually make the liqueur out of it. So it's a high quality standalone product. So it's we designed it deliberately to be on a high shelf in a restaurant or a club,
okay,
or you know, high end thing, or even in somebody's own home. So it's not related to the charity. There's our branding's on there with the logo, but it's all the distiller's branding, and it's part of their family of products. So it's they are doing it, and they're giving us $10 for every bottle.
Sounds good. Now, what does the actual drink taste like? I've tasted it myself, so tell us.
Smooth.
It's very smooth.
It's delicious.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't drink anymore, so I stopped in 2010, and I had to do the sampling at the beginning of the year, and I was a little bit intoxicated, but it was only small amounts because I'm a Cadbury. But we tried the vodkas and we tried the liqueurs, and it is very delicious. So it's not you don't get that sugar rush. It's very smooth. You're not overwhelmed by the flavour.
Goodness gracious me. Now, look, every ticket includes 2 of these plus charcuteries.
Mm-hmm.
What was the plan, or how did the menu evolve?
So we use the menu from the venue that they provided.
Okay.
We wanted something very basic. The event is only an hour and a half. We don't do long events.
No.
It's not a drink night. It's just a sample of the flavour. So they're mini espresso martinis.
Mm.
It's having a nibble. It's focusing on networking. It's focusing on the panel. And then everyone goes home. So we've changed from our long form events to hour and a half networking. If you want to hang around a little bit longer, you can, but it's done.
Okay. And that's lovely because you get leave work, get there, have your beautiful coffee liqueur and a little nibble, hear a bit of good stuff and then move off.
No one's got time to hang around for 6 hours at a place. Like, I don't want to do that.
No. And I have to ask, does buying the coffee liqueur itself support the farm, or is that a separate thing and – you know, is that a ticketed price?
So it's a separate product line. So we sell it online, we sell it in some of the venues, and every bottle goes towards funding the farms. So if I actually sell 100,000 bottles around Australia, and I think we can do it because some people are already buying 2 and 4.
Oh, yeah.
That will fund a 10-acre farm for 3 years, growing over 500,000 meals and training over 200 disengaged kids simply on that one product alone.
Good Lord.
Online, in-store and in venues.
Goodness me. Nick, one last thing. For anybody listening and they want to grab some tickets or would like to sponsor a garden bed or just find out a whole lot more, what should they do?
Go to our website, mfp.org.au, M for Mary, F for Fred, P for Peter.org.au.
Yeah. That's Nick Steiner, founder and CEO of the Mini Farm Project, and what an incredible mission he is leading here in Moreton Bay. Nick's work has earned him a Paul Harris Fellow from Rotary, recognition as an AMP Tomorrow Maker alumni, and a title of Moreton Bay Citizen of the Year. Well-deserved honours for someone turning backyard farming into real food relief for Queensland families. If you'd like to support the Mini Farm Project or grab a ticket to the After Dark on Wednesday the 19th of August, head to the Mini Farm Project's website. Thanks so much for joining us here on 101.5fm.com.au.